I talked to you about hearing, seeing, and understanding. That's so important, and it's dimensional. It's just when the word go forth, if you're not in a proper channel to receive it on a proper depth or a proper level, you're just in a going to church mode. But when the word of God is being spoken, it need to operate. It need to show you, open your eyes, open your ears, open your understanding. So, number one, you can apply it to your everyday affairs. Amen. Whatever you're dealing with, you should get an answer when you come to the house of the Lord. I think that's why the Lord told us, feed my sheep, feed my lamb. Now, this scripture has nothing to do, I'm teaching on favor again tonight. But this scripture, when I was in prayer a few minutes ago, the Lord called a word out. And the word he called out was piercing. Piercing. That's a word kin to penetrating or going deeper. So open. I want this on tape. Hebrew 4:12. And I want you to give you three words. Piercing, dividing, and discerning. That is what the word of God supposed to be doing. Piercing, dividing, and discerning. That's so important. Then the spirit and life in the word will be able to enter into your heart or your soul properly, then going into your body, running off sickness and disease and anything else that you're going through. Okay? Your soul is the culprit that blocks the flow. When you pray for healing and you lift your hand to God and give God, return his word back to him, he always send the healing. But if the Trinity in you is not in divine alignment, the healing never get to your body. The healing that come to your mind, to your intellect, to your senses, come in your soul, all that's in your soul, then it flows through that to your body. So that's why so many things we've asked for we have not received, because there are doors on our soul closed. Yes, sir. Psalm 24 talks about it. Open the doors, open the ancient gates, and let the King of Glory come in. Same thing hold truth today. I'll teach you some more about that, but I want you to know that, and I think they got the word highlighted, that this is the thing should be going on when the word is being taught. All right? Now, with that in mind, so we expect the word of God to pierce, we expect it to divide, and the dividing and the piercing is to get things in divine order. Your spirit is already divine nature, but your soul has something to do with it. Now, strong concordance call your soul the inner man. Now, for so many years, we've thought that the heart and the inner man was the spirit. But the innermost being is the spirit, because the spirit need not to be talked out of sin or become stronger, because it's the very nature and very life of God. God said when he made Adam and Eve, he said, I created my own image and my likeness, but I made them a living soul. And see, so your soul, your mind, come on, listen to me, your mind, your conscience, Romans 9:1 says, I tell the truth and I lie not, my conscience. See, anytime you see the word conscience, anytime you see the word will, anytime you see the word mind, anytime you see the word imagination, you're dealing with an aspect of you that is not saved, but that can receive from your saved part. Amen. That's where all your healing at, is in your soul. That's where all your money at. The blessing, all the blessing God talk about. And so I'll teach a series on that and I'll train you on that. Okay? Now, let's turn again to a non-familiar scripture. And the Lord called my attention to go back over some things on understanding the mystery of living in satisfied favor. Part two. Understanding the mystery of living in satisfied favor. Now, I say to you, the scripture is Deuteronomy 33:23. Now, I'm going to tell you three things out of that scripture. It's going to be so powerful. I want you to listen. I told you about this is a maturity class. That's what I started calling it. Only a remnant of the body of Christ is going to receive this. And I'm trying to pull some things on you and in you. And I told you we're living in a mean time, and you're going to have to know what you're doing. Amen?
Amen.
Notice this scripture. Prior to it, write this statement down. You might have it in your other note. Having a secret, secrets of living in satisfied favor. I'm going over some things I've taught you already. In Deuteronomy 33:23, I didn't pull some things out of this verse. It says, and what it is Moses, right before his death, is pronouncing blessings on the various tribe. Here's some things particularly he wanted to say to them. And of Naphtali, he said, 33:23, you there?
Yes, sir.
O Naphtali, satisfied with favor. How many of y'all see that thing? Satisfied with favor. Now, satisfied mean continuous. I mean, he has gotten into favor of that city or that person, is a name of a person in that city, have got into favor permanently.
Wow. Yes,
to never come back out.
Amen.
In other words, there's a place you can get that there's never an unfavorable moment in your life. Because you're walking in satisfied favor. So situation does not change your favor. What things look like, the doom, the gloom, it does not change because you're already aware of the fact that God's favor can work anytime, anywhere, in any situation. God's hands of favor are on me the rest of my life. When something come up, go read that note. So he says, satisfied with favor. Would you say that? All right. And now notice the three things this verse says. Because when a person is operating in satisfied favor, the next thing, and full with the blessing of the Lord. So satisfied favor runs with full blessing. Full blessing. I'm fully blessed. Fully blessed. All right, so now you satisfied favor, fully blessed, but it goes on. It tells you a person who know about satisfied favor and a person who know how to stay fully blessed, they got another anointing in that voice. Then you become divinely aware that you can possess things. The Lord said, possess the land. The Lord talked like this. I give you the land. You go possess it. Now he's going with you, but you got to go possess it. So a person who is satisfied, living satisfied favor, fully blessed, and possessed out of west and the south. In other words, it's a statement, possessed out of west and the south, but it's telling you, you have a possessing anointing when you're operating in God's favor. So here's the way I spoke it to you. When you understand favor and its work, you become full with the blessing of God and you will begin to possess more. Now, to expound this statement, because not enough is said about it, favor, and I don't think a lot of people know, is the finished work of Christ. It's already here. It's already there. So all the favor I say to you, all the favor that God has for you is already deposited in your name. Nobody can stop you from getting it but you. Matter of fact, every favor you need, every favor you desire is already a credit to your account.
Amen.
By what Jesus did.
Yes,
at Calvary.
Yes,
at the grave.
Yes,
and right before he left, he taught the boy in the first chapter of Acts things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
Yes,
and he left a word about a power would come.
Yes,
that would cause you to do what I tell you to do.
Yes,
all that belonged to us. So say the finished work of Christ. What the word finish mean? Huh? All right, go to Ephesians 1:3. Ephesians 1:3 talks about finished favor. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Now we'll sweep through that verse. But when he said the heavenly places, it's giving accreditation to what already has been done.
Yes, sir.
Finish heavenly places. Finish heavenly places. So I have spiritual birth is my right.
Yes, sir.
My right. Yes, sir.
See? Uh-huh. So I'm not to live by the dictates of my physical life.
Amen, sir.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. See? Satisfied favor. You can't fail. Favor and failure can't stay in the same room.
Amen.
And favor overruled all facts that not blessing you. All right. Proverbs 3, because there's a way to keep favor activated in your life.
Yes, sir.
Proverbs 3. I'll touch on that a little bit. I just want to make sure that you recognize that you are a portion of favor.
Yes, sir.
Satisfied favor.
Yes,
sir. So I'll stop all that grumbling and complaining. And go back in the favor room. Yeah, because when you Satan used that. I mean, you worried, you upset because something happened wrong. They ain't gonna happen wrong. But if you in satisfied favor, so what? See now, remember that word I told you, Peterson? Allow the Holy Spirit to do that. Allow the Holy Spirit in this maturity class, allow him to pierce through your soul, through your body, out to your life.
Yes, sir.
Allow it to happen. Yield to the Holy Ghost. Notice Proverbs 3:1, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Then he goes to name some blessing.
Yes,
for length of days.
Uh-huh.
See that?
Yes, sir.
Who like that?
Yes,
long life. Who like that?
Yes,
peace.
Yes,
woo, length of days, long life and peace. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo, Lord have mercy.
Yes,
well, that's powerful, man. Length of days,
yes,
long life, peace. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to say it again. Length of days.
Long life
and peace.
And peace.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Y'all better say something.
Thank you, Jesus.
And so, and then he talking about let not mercy. See, mercy got something to do with this. I need God's mercy. Yeah. Mercy and truth forsake thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. That means take them with you everywhere you go. Write them up on the table of thine heart. Now notice what it says in verse 4. It will step to this. It will step to this. So shall I find and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Salah. Yes, sir. Notice who has to find it.
Yes, sir.
See, one of the reasons Jesus told parables, it was so simple, but he was not hiding things from you. He was hiding things for you. See, the world's so complicated, they don't understand simple things. They're technical and they got to have algebra and chemistry and geometry and all that stuff. The Lord said, turn right. That's the way you operate. See? And you got the Holy Spirit to make things more plain for you, all right? So you walking in favor, you have something to do with it. The favor is there, but there are certain things you have to do to keep yourself in favor. See that first and second verse, the third verse there, they tell you how to walk in favor. You got that? Talk to me. Ephesians 1:3, you saw what it says, right? Now, faith can't work without favor. And favor, I want you to get this, can't work without faith. I mean, you're not just going to be God's favorite. But me, I've made myself God's favorite. God always want to do something for me. Just talk to yourself. But this is what I've learned from the scriptures. I've learned the scriptures. I can put myself in a position to love God properly and do what he tell me to do, and I become his favorite. And you can't stop favor. See, in the 37th chapter of Genesis, Joseph's brothers became jealous of him, and they thought they could throw him in a cave and get rid of him. But they don't know the boy had the favor of God on him. So the right people come and bought him to get him where God was carrying him. Favor carried him straight to the throne. You read the 39th chapter of Genesis, it keeps saying, but God prospered him. Oh, the grace of God was upon him. So you can't stop a person when they're wearing God's favor. Favor needs to be a garment that you wear. You need to have the understanding in your mind, in your will, in your conscience, in your imagination, in your understanding, in wisdom. You need to understand that I'm God's favorite. Amen. You see, you're talking about your sin, aren't you? You're talking about your shortcoming. You run your mouth last week, and you can't even say you're God's favorite. Just ask the Lord to forgive you, that's all. And get over it. And get over it where you won't do it no more. See, favor is a glory to God. Favor actually is the grace of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It belongs to you. It's already paid for. You can't buy favor. Favor already paid for. You got to receive it. You got to believe it and receive it. I'm walking in the favor of God. This is so important. So the Lord brought us to Ephesians 2:8. Because I think this is a voice that is not understood enough to receive the benefit from it. This voice orchestrates everything that's going to happen in your life. It's how you got saved. And it's how any promise or any blessing going to flow in your life. This voice. For by grace or by favor. You didn't do nothing for it? Are you saved? Through faith. So there you have the combination of grace and faith. Favor and faith. Faith don't have nothing to work with. It wouldn't be for the cross. And what the cross was a favor from God. I can't hear it. They ain't saying nothing to me. That a cross, did you pay for it? The cross was the love of God favoring mankind. But yet to appropriate it, listen to me now, any blessing you ask for now, I want you to listen to me. Yes, to appropriate it, everything you desire, dream about, or want is already in your favor account. God put it in there, but he can't draw it out. You heard him say? See, God have already put it in your account. See, the cross opened my favor account. So it's there, so all the promises of God was paid for. Everything that you read in the Bible already paid for. I'm going to say two things. You got to make withdrawal by faith. That's your part. And you got to believe it and ask God to help your unbelief. So it can come through. See, some of y'all don't think y'all got no unbelief. See, it's an account. Favor is a divine account that contribute to the abundant life, contribute to eternal life, contribute to the good life, contribute to all the victories you need in your life. But it takes faith to draw from the account. So if you really don't know the account there, you're trying to pray up on something. No, God said, bring my word back to me. It's already there. Just turn that combination of faith, it's going to come out. Now, watch what I'm going to say. Your soul is a favor blocker. If you don't renew your mind, no divine favor you're going to walk in. You get a little favor, somebody give you something, but it ain't real divine favor, you're not going to get it because your soul blocking. So you got to have, listen to me, class, you got to have your spirit, I'm going to say a word that the theologian don't want, your spirit, your soul, and your senses. See, your body carry your senses. We have taught about your senses, got nothing to do with it, but you got to read the latter part of Hebrews chapter 5, and it says, I've exercised my senses that it know the difference between evil and good. Yes, nothing can get to your body or your life unless you get your soul in alignment. Amen. Holy Spirit, put it in your spirit, then it got to go to your soul. Beloved, I wish all things, above all things, that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Be strengthened in your soul by feeding it the piercing, feeding it the word of God. It'll go either way. Your spirit not going on one way. Your soul will go either way. It'll go with the world. It'll go whatever way you let it go. So that's why he said renew your mind. Romans 12:2. Because your soul will become an enemy to you. And then a lot of time in the Bible, inner man or heart, is still talking about the soul. Because 2 Peter 1 said, we got lack precious faith, we got the divine nature of God, then he tell you some things to add to your faith. Y'all got quiet, y'all out of virgin territory, you know. Y'all get it straight. Look at Romans 4:16. Romans 4:16, read it out. You get there, I'm gonna tell you one and then tell you read it. Because I want you to see that divine combination. For by grace are you saved through faith. That's not of yourself, it's a gift of God. And then in Romans 4:16 now. Therefore it is a faith that it might be by grace. There it is a faith that it might be by favor. That it might be by favor. Do you know the label you're cutting off if you're listening to me? Yes, all that stuff you're going through? Yes, you get up. Thank you, Lord. I got that. It's not there tomorrow. Thank you, Lord. I got that. It's not there the next day. Manifest. Thank you, Lord. I already got that. I want to praise you that you heard me. I want to praise you that you heard me. What is it, Wednesday? I want to praise you that you heard me Sunday. You heard me Saturday. See what I'm saying? I'm not going to come back and ask you for the same thing. because I know it's mine. But you see, therefore it is of faith that it might be by favor, because if it's not of faith, it can't be not by favor. To the end, the promise might be shown to all the seed, not that only which is of the law, but that also which is of faith, of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of all. So when God told Abraham he's going to have a baby in old age, Abraham combined faith and grace. So much that he became fully persuaded that what God had promised, he also was able to perform. Suppose we take segment of our lives and do the same thing. Suppose we take some of the renegades that are trying to run in our lives tonight and do that, become fully persuaded. See, favor and faith are bringing into persuasion. If you know it's already deposited and you got the key, faith the key. So every promise, every blessing God promised you, faith can unlock it.
Yes,
see, now feeling can't replace faith.
Yes,
and see, that's one of the things that have gotten into church. I don't feel like nothing happened. Who? You didn't die on the cross, so what you feel?
Yes,
it's already happened, paid for. God said, get up from there.
Yes,
use your faith.
Yes,
what you're going through right now. Any person in this room, any person on the sound of my voice, what you're going through right now, all you need to understand is that favor and faith can produce any promise or any word of God in your life, no matter what's going on at any time. Can I get an amen there? Anytime. Favor, faith, grace. See, this is interchangeable. See, but the partnership, the covenant, God, he did the favor. Then he give you faith to activate the favor. God can't activate the favor for you because Satan has a lease. But he can't stop faith.
Amen.
When you believe God, God says, that's all I need. I got. You say, you can't stop it. Can't stop it. So you're going to have adversities in your life. What I say? Stop feeling so bad and disgusted and looking at somebody and say, why are they not going through the, et cetera. Just leave that alone. And recognize that Jesus Christ, the finished work, had paid for it all.
Yes.
Get that soul adjusted.
Yes.
I think the larger percentage of the body of Christ, why they're hurting so bad, is their soul had been pushed out of alignment.
Yes.
Their soul had been persecuted. You read it sometimes, Psalm 143, and look at the spirit and look at the soul in them two psalms and start getting yourself together.
Yes.
Psalm 143. He persecutes your soul. He can't persecute your spirit. Once he persecutes your soul, your body already persecuted. Because your body can't do nothing. Because the flow was cut off at your soul.
Yes, sir.
Y'all don't want to say amen to me.
Amen.
Give me that old time religion. No, it ain't no old time religion. You need to get these revelations so all these things you've been praying about can come on through.
Amen.
And you can get up going where you got to go. Feed my sheep.
Yes.
Feed my lamb.
Yes.
See. Romans 5. I got to go over it. Romans 5, chapter 1, verse 1. Got to go over it. You have grace and favor again. Accessing, activating, equipping, bringing forth impartation to the body of Christ. Yeah, Romans 5. Now, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2. Go to verse 2. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace. Access by faith into this favor. Access by faith. Have access by faith into this favor. Now, the favor is you're not working for it. You're not buying it. But you got an enemy trying to bind you. And so God gave you a way to bypass the enemy. Use your faith. Use your faith. So it says, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. And rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Go ahead. Go to the next word. And not only so, but we glory in the tribulation, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Now there's a scripture. You look it up. Patience possesses your soul. Your soul go to arguing and crying out, talking about we ain't going to make it. Patience is sit down, shut up, wait, and listen. So favor is a gift of God, but you have to have faith to take it because there's an enemy trying to fool you that it does not exist. Every situation in your life, there's a finished work favor for it. Or there's a supernatural favor that has been put in place by Almighty God. And if God needs to create a miracle for to get that to you, a favor of miracles, miracle favors, supernatural. Oh, you know, we say it's maturity class, right? Maturing. So we got to get away from this little play deal. It's already finished. It is finished. The curtain been torn in two. All of us can go into the holiest of holies now. Go to God for myself. I don't need to go in no boot. I go to God for myself. But you got to go recognize the combination of faith. All right. Let's do it like this way. Finish. Favor. Faith. See, it's finished. So it's my favor. So all I need is faith to activate it. Anything, healing, anything, all of it. Whatever the resurrection of Jesus Christ could pay for. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Whatever the resurrection of Jesus Christ can pay for, I can have it. Now, tell me what he didn't pay for. Let's backtrack a little bit. If Ephesians 2:8 sums it all up, go back to it. That means every transaction, I can go for it the same way. If I got saved, if I was turned from a sinner to a son by Ephesians 2:8, Ephesians 2:8 is showing me how to receive everything God has done for me. What about Jesus said, my yoke is easy. My burden, now, do you remember I talk about that? Huh? Huh? There's a grace yoke around your neck. A grace, I mean, it goes, there's a favor yoke. Yeah, you have been, listen very closely. You have been divinely marked for favor. All your life. I will have favor into eternity. Another thing I'm hearing the Spirit saying here. Favor, understanding favor, will push you out the way to let God do it any way he won't do it. Because a scripture worked for somebody one way, it might not work for you that way. So that's another word here. That's another word here. Very important word. If you're going to operate in favor. F-L-O-W. Yes, you're not going to have the mercy of flooding favor if you don't know how to flow. Get in the flood and just flow with the flood. May the Lord flood everybody under the sound of my voice with his favor tonight. May favor be waiting at your front door when you get home. May things that need to be changed in your body, changed in your life, changed in your relationship, this night be flooded with the finished work of Christ, which is the favor of God, where you can release your faith and shout hallelujah. Now, listen to me. I want the word to pierce your heart with this. There is absolutely not one thing that favor can't handle. Show you what would have happened. Show you why it make things easier for you now. Uh-huh. You've been using your faith.
Yes, sir.
But you have not.
Yes, sir.
Been using your faith.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, man. Yeah. Y'all don't want to talk to me. See, you don't want nobody to know you with. No. Watch what's going to happen to you after tonight. Listen, let me back this thing back up for you. I'm going to back it up for you. I'm going to back this thing up for you. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Faith, favor, finish.
You ain't got it.
See, I did it backward. See, but the finished word have released the favor. And then God's word give you faith that you can tap into the finished word. Listen, if you have the concept, and when you're dealing with something, you see it in God's word.
Yes.
You know Jesus has paid for it.
Yes.
It's finished.
Yes.
Hey, man.
Yes.
Trust in the Lord.
Yes.
With all thine heart.
Yes.
Lean not to thy understanding.
Yes.
Acknowledge him in all his ways.
Yes.
Your way, he'll direct your path.
Yes.
See, that's a favor voice.
Yes.
Never fight a loser. Satan is a loser. When you understand the finished work of God, Christ, you understand that you're a person of favor, and you have faith you can use. And the Lord keep fueling you with faith, so that faith come by hearing and hear by the word of God. He keep fueling you with faith so you can tap into your favor, tap into the finished work of Christ. It is finished. Your healing, your health, your wealth, your blessing, etc. It's finished.
Yes.
Are you understanding this?
Yes, sir.
Talk to me.
Yes, sir.
Don't worry about a thing. You don't have to. People who know favor don't have to worry. Things in the natural things are not going to go right all the time. But it's another chance of God to show his favor. Tell your neighbor that. Tell him it's another chance. I want you to ask him. So you going to anything? It's another chance for God. Ask him. Are you going to anything? Ask him. It's another time for God to show his favor. You just ministered to your sister and your brother. You just prophesied to them. See, do what I tell you to do. I got to read to tell you doing it. Tell them God is about to show you favor you've never seen before. Hi-ya-ya-ya-ya. See, you're not dealing with, or you're not asking for, or you're not expecting something that does not already exist.
Yes.
Yes.
See
what I'm saying? Favor belong to you. Now, unclog your soul. Yeah, here's a question I ask.
Yes, sir.
Some of my staff members, some of my family members. I see you talk to God today? They said, yeah. I said, did God talk to you? Some say, half you. How God talk to you? How God talk to you. So if you pray and don't read, and you, a lot of us guilty of that, we can pray a whole hour, but don't read no scripture. So split it up, split the hour up, and take some time and read so God can talk to you. See what I'm saying? You're not giving them a chance to talk to you. I know, you see, it's easy. Rabakatari, pray in tongue. But pray in English sometimes. Father, this is me. I come to talk with you. I know you love me. I need some direction right here. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. I'll be watching for it. Thank you so much. And you could be reading a scripture, and that scripture will come off that page and sit in a chair next to you. You don't know when it's going to happen, though. So read all the time. Sit down. Let me teach you a little more. Then we're going to go. I like one of the statements I have here. Prearranged favor. I receive it. $100. Prearranged favor. Favor already paid for. Now, I say this to you. You are programmed for favor. And the enemy is trying to block it. Use the word favor tomorrow. Now, don't use it to none of your old deadhead friends who do not understand the spirit, because they say, girl, you ain't got no favor, because they can't see. They're not seeing on the level you're seeing. They're seeing your situation. They're not seeing your life. You have a life and you have life situation. If you handle life right, all situations gonna come right. Life becomes easier when you know it's already yours. You know things are supposed to happen to you out of the ordinary. I don't want nobody wasting my time up in this church living an ordinary life. You have no reason to live an ordinary life. Your religious spirit, get out of my life. I have expectation. I'm excited. I know it's working out. It's mine. I have it now. God, I've already set things up for you. That you can walk into them. The natural person can't walk in them, but you can walk in them. We are called to the revelation of favor and how to increasingly receive favor that is already yours to partake of. My goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Look at John 3:27. I'm about to close. Hallelujah. Wednesday night, huh? You see that verse? Huh? John answered, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. See? And so you have to have a revelation of things. Oh my goodness. Revelatorial favor. Reveal favor. Favor that comes by revelation, saying the same thing three times. Spiritual favor. Nothing is impossible for the favor of God. Amen. Say it, say it. And I have it. So if nothing impossible for the favor of God, and I have it, nothing is impossible to happen in my life. You stop clinging to what your family did. I'm talking to somebody up in here. Because you think you can't go no further. But you're looking in the wrong mirror. God have given you a higher calling. And that higher calling is called favor. You understand how it works. You understand it's already paid for. You understand you're not trying to get something that don't exist. It just does not exist in this realm. So your faith, you listen to me, young man, lock into favor, supernatural, bring it in this realm, and nobody can do nothing about it. The Bible says in Romans 8:31, Bible talking the life chapter of Romans 8. It's a life chapter. Talk about the spirit. It says if, Romans 8:20, it says all things work together for good for them that love God. But you got to know by favor. 8:31 says if God for us, who can, then the man said, I'm not going to let nothing separate me from the love of God. Then he heard him say, nah, and all these things. I'm more than a cockerel. It's time for the sons and daughters of God to manifest. It's time to make this world jealous that they come to Jesus Christ because he's been so good to us. A lot of people will be saved if they just see the goodness of God on your life. They're going to ask you, what you doing? You wasn't in our class. What you doing? I was in another class. A commission by the prompting of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not a person under the sound of my voice. Leave this building without the flavor of favor on their life. Recognize tonight. Recognize that favor belongs to you. It's a grace from God. It's already paid for. There's nothing can stop it. You got what it takes. Go on and praise the Lord. Now I'm about to knock somebody in the head right here. Stop feeling sorry for yourself and believing you got the raw end of the deal. There is no raw end for favor. Favor take the raw end and make it royal. There's a royalty in favor. If I hear one of y'all complaining, you know that man heard what they were saying in their bedroom? I'm coming to your house and slap you. You ain't got no business complaining with a word like this. I'm walking in the favor of God. Ooh, my goodness. We walk by faith and walk by favor. God, oh my God. Oh my God. The favor of God, I told you this, is courted. Naturally, it can't be received. Religiously, it can't be received. Traditionally, you know, you got good tradition and bad tradition too. It cannot be received in the bad tradition. Going down the same road all the time and reading no sign. So, in John 19:30, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, bow his head and give up the ghost. He said, it's finished. Now listen very carefully. I've said this different ways, but I'm going to say it again.
Amen.
We must make a demand on our favor.
Amen.
My. The body of Christ, we all in here somewhat guilty, must stop living by labor.
Yes, sir.
And begin to live by favor.
Yes, sir.
My yoke is easy and my burden is light. If you don't understand favor, you'll never have that verse. He said, study me, come learn of me, I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you'll find rest for your soul. See that soul right there. Now, I'm going to show you something. I don't know if you're spiritual enough to catch it. But I'm going to close with it tonight because the Holy Ghost is bringing up in my spirit. You remember I said, beloved, I wish you all things your prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. So everything hangs on the factor of your soul prospering, right? And I've told you more than one time the 5, 6, 7 things in your soul. When you're talking about pulling down stronghold, that's not in your spirit. That stronghold been built in your mind or your emotion. All that's in your soul, all right? All right, now, he said, beloved, I wish above than your prosperity be in heaven even as your soul prospered. And we teach prosperity with that, you know, but it's talking about the whole man of life. This verse I can't get off my mind, and I'm going to share it with you because it will cause you to leap into the blessings of God. It will cause you to bypass a lot of stop signs.
Yes, sir.
It's so clear. Psalm 139 verse 14. It's so clear. It makes a statement there that shows me where the body of Christ has been bogged down. In your soul. See, don't see it just about your body. I will praise thee for I am what?
Beautiful.
Notice those words. And what else?
Wonderfully.
And what else? Look, fearfully, wonderfully, marvelous. Now, all that can happen. If you don't grasp some of the things I was saying to you tonight, it won't do you no good. And that my soul knows right well. Romans 12:3-1. I said it backwards on purpose. Romans 12:3-1. Supposed to be 1-3, you know.
Yes,
no, but it's 3-1.
Yes, sir.
Wonder, can you catch that back there? Give me the third verse first. So what are you talking about? He's going backwards. Yeah, 3-1. For I say to the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly. And it says, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. So every one of us got the measure of faith.
Yes.
God did it, but he's not going to do verse 2 and 1. Verse 2 and 1 is what's blocking you. go. See, and be not verse 2 now. God not going to do this. He can't. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. You see that word mind? You know what it means? Soul. Just say it. Some of y'all want to sit down on me. Yeah. Soul, mind, soul, conscience, imagination, will, desire, intellect, emotion. All that got to be transformed. To adjust itself to the fire coming through your spirit. Be not conformed to this world, but you transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what that good, acceptable, and perfect. You see that word will?
Yes,
huh? That's in your soul.
Yes,
now go to verse 1. We put so much emphasis on the body.
Yeah.
The body. Look, pain here. We get all, the body got all your attention.
Yeah.
And the body can't heal itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not when a demon there.
Yeah.
And most of the time he behind sickness and disease. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that God presents your body, the living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, that the angels present your body, that the bishop presents your body as a living sacrifice, Let the committee present your body. Or the prayer warriors present your body. But you cannot do it if you don't come from voice three. How many seeing me now? I'm about to close. How many seeing it?
Yes, sir.
God give you the measure of faith. And he told you don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to think.
Yes, sir.
You know, what, did you see something there? Huh? Huh? One of the problems is we think too low of ourselves. He said, don't think more highly, but please think highly. See, because we got that little humble deal and little meek deal, and you know, you won't be little. You think meek, sneak. Meek and sneak don't mean the same. I don't want to think nobody think I'm a show off. Never apologize,
yes, sir,
for God's blessing.
Yes, sir.
That's what he bless you for.
Yes, sir.
Let me see how much can you handle it. I got in my, whatever, I'm in that Maybach. It's a Mercedes. And they got about six colors you can design it on, be on the inside. And it's all around the door. All around. And I got in there with a purple tie on tonight. I know, and the color purple. I said, look over here. I just checked them out so you can handle it, you see. Because when you talk like that, the person who really not on board, he ain't had to tell that. Yes, I did. The good things in life are for you. Everything manufactured is for you. There's nothing too good for you. Say it, nothing too good for me. Don't be afraid, God. God love it. I got to do it. Turn to Jeremiah 33:9. Shoot, you think I'm playing? Look what this voice said. I got to close, but look what this voice said. Look what God said about people who let him do it for them. And it shall be to me, no, it's a name of joy, praise, and honor before all the nation of the earth. What shall hear? I read that voice some 20-something years ago. I said, Jesus Christ, you mean to tell me if I let God bless me, and I tell it everywhere I go.
Wow.
See, because I broke the preacher's code. The preachers hide everything.
Yeah.
Over the years. I came out and said, I tell everything. See, you tell everything, nobody can't get nothing on you. I don't hide nothing. My father did this. And I'm thankful. And I'm going to show my sister and brother you can have it too. You make yourself special.
Yes.
All right, you may be seated.